You've decided to unleash this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. Go you. Now unleash your limitless potential with FitStop. Australia's most exciting fitness family is now open. Download the FitStop app and select Melville.
Hey, when did the crim make themselves at home? This is nuts. I saw this on the news last night, and it was on Nine News, and Tomo leads into this story about a criminal who's broken into a butcher. Take a listen.
The stakes were high, but this thief thought he was a cut above the rest. Crawling into Marshall's Quality Meats after dark, he got in uniform and risked it for the brisket.
Oh, that's three guys. That is three. I love a story like this because you get all the puns. It's great. Take a listen to what this butcher got up to, what this thief got up to while he was in the butcher.
He's cooked himself a kebab, I think, in the microwave with a bit of cabana. Attempted to smoke ribs in the oven. He's marinated some steak. He's got the fry pan out and cooked some steak up. He's also made himself a Milo.
This thief.
Wow.
The expectation if somebody breaks into your business is, where's the cash? Let's take the till. Where's the expensive stuff? I'm going to take that great knife set from a butcher. That this bloke has dressed himself up like a butcher.
He's got in the uniform.
He's proceeded to live the dream.
Well, I mean, can we still refer to him as a thief? Should we not be recalling him an entrepreneur?
He's going to be the next winner of MasterChef.
When did the crim make themselves at home? So they've come into your house and you've woken up the next morning and you've looked around and you know you've been broken into. You get that feeling, a window's open, all of that sort of stuff.
That they've made themselves a cheese toastie while
they're there. And I've heard stories about this where criminals have broken into houses.
Just for a feed, maybe.
Quite literally.
You know, did he clean up? Do you know
I'm not sure if he cleaned up afterwards.
If he cleaned up, then there's nothing. If he pays back the $32, then that's it. There should be no time for that.
Well, take a listen to this.
But the intruder butchered the execution and didn't eat a single thing. Instead, he wiped down the workbench with Windex and put on gloves and a mask.
There you go. That's not a break-in. That's just someone who stayed over.
But he butchered the execution.
Hey, we've all messed up the cooking.
How long did they sit around and think of the puns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just wait. Jenna in Rockingham, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Jenna, have you ever had a crim come in and make themselves at home?
Yes, I used to live in a small country town in the wheat belt, and we would come home from school and my dad from work, and we would find kids from down the road in our lounge room watching TV and eating our food.
How were they getting in?
We had a big cat dog flap thing at the back door, and when we come in, my dad's pretty scary, and he would yell at them and they'd scatter. So sometimes they'd come out, go back out the front door, or they'd go through the cat flap again.
Oh, that's beautiful. How often would that happen, Jenna?
Oh, regularly, like at least once a week.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Ricky.
Hey, Ricky. How you going, guys?
Good, mate. Tell us about your ex-wife.
My ex-wife, many years ago, went over to a holiday overseas, and she was gone for about 6 to 8 months. And then she'd come back, and it was early in the morning, so she decided to go around and visit her brother and caught a taxi around there, and she was waiting for a pickup. And, she got to the house, and there was nobody there, so she knocked on the door a few times and walked around and nut. So she seen the bathroom window open a little bit and managed to climb through the bathroom window. Had a shower and made herself a coffee and everything like that. And then he still hadn't come home. So she left a note, you know, I'll catch you later. Thanks. Yeah. You know, I'll use your shower. And she caught up with him about 2 weeks later and was talking to him on the phone. And he says, I haven't lived there for the last 3 months.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome story.
Oh, Ricky, that is insane. My God.
Love that.
Hey, just quickly. You mentioned the puns in that story.
Yes.
That story goes for about a minute and 15 seconds. We've pulled all the puns out of it. Take a listen to this.
The stakes were high, but cut above the rest. Risked it for the brisket. Barbecue bandit butchered the execution and the Hamburglar slid out the back door. His victims have no beef.
Seven.
Well played.
Well played.
In her serious news voice.
Yes.
Now, guys, I'm not this person, but if you are the kind of person who right now is thinking, what are we going to do for dinner tonight?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Always thinking that.
Yeah, yeah, see, yeah. I never think until it's too late. It gets to like 6 p.m. and I go, I need to eat, and now there's nothing. But my friend has put a post up on Facebook yesterday because he got a bit of a shock. He went to go and buy some dinner for the family.
Yep.
And he decided on a bag of crumbed chicken patties.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah, yeah. Some chicken patties, throw it together with some salad or some veg or something. Yeah. Was all set to go. And just happened to take a look at the bag.
Mm.
Just have a little look at what's going on in the, you know, the fats and the, oh, and the, all the nutritional facts.
Go on.
On the back of the bag. And was quite surprised to find out that the chicken patties, the crumbed chicken patty,
mm,
is not the amount of chicken that you would expect in a chicken patty.
Okay.
In fact, the percentage of chicken in each patty was only 48%.
Wow.
48%?
Punta pasta, almost chicken schnitzel.
Where's the chicken?
Say again, how much percent?
48%
is chicken.
Is chicken,
okay,
in the chicken patty.
Okay.
What the heck is making up the other 52%?
Dark matter. No, non-recyclable plastics. Toe jam.
Oh, great, yeah, suggestions.
Well, being a crumbed chicken patty, I'm gonna try and get a legitimate answer here.
Yeah.
Are they going for just what the crumb would be and the stuff made up of the crumb?
That's a very important point you raise, Pete, and I want to reassure you that the focaccia and panko breadcrumbs make up 12%.
Oh, is that it?
It's a good
of
chunk.
The product.
It's like the green vote.
Well, hang on a sec.
We're at 60.
Yeah, 60. Okay.
What's making up the other 60%?
Oh, all sorts of chemicals.
The other white meat.
Like,
isn't that
this
an ad?
Is crazy, right? Because if you went and bought just chicken fillets or whatever and rolled them in breadcrumbs, you would actually be getting 100% chicken, you would hope. Apparently, it's just made up of wheat flour, yeast, salt, sugar, oil, textured soya protein. Mm. So they're throwing in plant-based foods. That's what us veggies eat, which we don't even know what that's made out of.
No.
More sugar, soy protein concentrate, some salt, some mineral salts, and some vegetable gum.
Yeah,
and then in small letters down the bottom, it says, this is a formed product.
Right.
You bet it is.
So it's not like a breast or something. It's literally all into the mixer and they swirl it around and then...
And it stays that way until it comes out the other end, fully formed.
Yep.
Can we play Little Birdie Dance again?
Oh, we can always play the Little Birdie Dance. I've got...
If you're going to have crumb chicken for dinner tonight, buy the chicken.
It's fine.
Roll it around in some egg, crumb it a bit.
What are you talking about? It's just a bit of filler.
I feel like 48% of chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
Now, guys, a radio DJ in the States, I don't want to say this was a radio stunt. I just want to say he works in radio, and when you work in radio, sometimes you do stupid things.
Yes, that's true.
Sometimes it's because your colleagues tell you to do stupid things.
Yes.
Sometimes you're just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be the case here. Mason Schrader works for a country music station, Will 92.3 FM.
Okay.
In the States.
Yeah.
And he got himself a tattoo.
Okay.
A rather large tattoo on his upper arm of the radio station he proudly works for. And it's big. I mean, it says Will 92.3 FM.
Yeah.
And then a week later, he's been sacked.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
I believe for an unrelated incident, it wasn't because of the tattoo. But nonetheless, this noodle is now getting around with a tattoo of a station he doesn't work for.
Wow.
And, like, he's posted it on Twitter. He's laughing about it. He's posted it on Twitter with showing off, you know, wearing the station hat and showing off the tattoo and has gone, hey, just got fired. So, but my thing is that radio is fickle. The three of us might not have jobs by Friday. What kind of idiot would tattoo anything on themselves for a radio thing?
I know. And aren't tattoo artists meant to be quite sort of circumspect these days? Like if a kid walks in drunk who's, you know, you say, hey, dude, are you sure you know, should he have said to him, do you understand the media landscape? Do you know that you're probably going to be fired within, you know, a short time?
Yeah, but I work in radio, hey?
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
Pete, tell us about your radio tattoo.
Yes, I am a radio tattoo.
You what?
Okay, in fairness, it's not of Mix 94.5.
Right.
It allows you to work at other stations should the need arise.
It does. Now, you guys know I'm a proud and passionate Fremantle supporter.
Okay.
And in fairness to me at the time, I was actually trying to make Adrian Barrich get a tattoo. And this was the year that both Matt Prittis and Nat Fyfe were both running favourites for the Brownlow.
Okay. Mm.
Now, there was a fair chance that Matt Prittis was going to win the Brownlow that year, and Fyfe just pipped him at the post. But the week leading into it, to get Barra across the line to possibly get his first ever tattoo, I said to him, you're an Eagles man, you're a Pritter fan. If Pritter wins, you get the tat. I'll put my backside on the line. If Fyfe wins, I'll get a tat of Fyfe.
Okay.
And Fyfe won.
So you've got a tat of Nat Fyfe. Is it a picture or just the writing?
It's his last name, Fyfe.
Right.
And it was the year that he broke his leg. So the F has the cane down the...
Oh, God.
Ask him where it is, Matt.
Well, I think he's just to get... It's on your butt,
it's
is it?
It's on me bum.
Stupid.
I actually think the picture is still somewhere on like the Mix Facebook page from years ago.
The idea.
Show me.
I love Mix 94.5, but I'm not getting it tattooed on me. He's taking his pants off. It's pretty big. Look at the size of it.
Okay, well, it's...
And you're talking about the tat, right?
It's written in oldie-worldy writing, which kind of makes it visually quite nice.
It also means that as your butt expands, it's going to become a blurry mess.
It's going to be at some point down the track, Fyfe.
Well, it's quite onomatopoeic because it's Fyfe. It's in the right spot for that.
You know, at the time, when I got it, our producer reached out to Fyfe and said, hey, would you come on the show because of this? He said no.
Of course he said no. Well, I tell you what, it's never easy to follow a brand new Coldplay with a song that you've knocked up in 5 minutes. But, you know, when I started this job, all I ever really wanted to do was to bring people together. And unfortunately, one of the side effects of our fun game, North versus South, is I feel like we're tearing the city apart.
We're
creating a divide. And, of course, we've discovered in this game that we're dividing the city along the line of the Swan River. The Swan River has become our Trump's wall. And I've never thought that way of our river before. And it sent me into a melancholy place.
Its waters flow through our city's heart, carrying jellyfish and bull sharks towards the ocean, where it splits Fremantle south from north. They say it all depends which side you're from. A wall of water between all of us, the Swan River. Which side are you on? The Northies are just made this way. Think the Trig's the only place for waves. Feel at home on the Mitchell Freeway. Bunch of weirdos. And the Southies are a breed apart. They claim to all know the Premier Mark. Say the sun shines out of their arse. Think they're legends. Hey, oh, my, 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 Bill and Diane. Hey, oh, my, my, the weird side of the Swan. Which side are you on? Hey, oh, my, my, my. What side is best, the north or south? That kind of question could lead to a stoush. So I'll just be quiet as a mouse, 'cause I'm from Beckenham.
There you go.
Your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast may have finished, but your chance to enjoy functional group training with a strong focus on progression is about to begin. FitStop is now open in Perth. Download the FitStop app and select Melville. Next time you're